Everybody have their mics on? A resolution by Supervisors West, Biddle, Dmitrievich, and DeBruin opposing provisions in the proposed state budget reducing funding and setting program enrollment caps in the family care program. This item was also referred to the Intergovernmental Relations Committee, who approved it by a vote of 5-0.
If I could just handle some housekeeping. Supervisor Broderick also wanted to be added to this resolution. And he did request that in the committee. And is everybody else accounted for those? Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure.
Madam Chair, could I be added also, please?
Yes. Anyone else?
I think this is a common sense resolution that opposes the enrollment caps of family care as a program that eliminates waiting lists for our elderly and disabled consumers, and is actually cheaper than most other methods of hospitalization and inpatient care. I feel strongly about this, and I'm glad to be a co-sponsor on this resolution, and I move for approval.
I do have a motion for approval. Any other comments, questions, Supervisor Hinson?
I just wanted to ask, what happened? I think it was up on Tuesday. What happened in Madison?
On Tuesday in Madison? Tuesday, I don't believe that anything significant
happened.
Ms. Stein was there.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, the Democrats proposed an amendment that would have lifted the caps but moved the waiting list from 36 to 48 months, which would have given them some leeway, and it was voted down 12-4. So the caps were imposed. They added 400 emergency slots a year. For the whole state, which will be controlled by the department, not by county. So that's what they did.
Thank you. Any further questions?
This whole issue surrounding family care is very unfortunate. I mean, the family care program was a very creative program. Rather than having folks go into nursing home at full cost, it was able to spread costs, actually serve more people, and really keep the waiting list from developing and yet save money. So, I mean, very creative program from the point of view of users. And as an attorney that's done divestment planning, what you're going to force people into now, they will go to a nursing home, which is the most expensive care. And there is a provision in the law in which if someone can be served in a facility which is not a nursing home, once they go into the nursing home, then they can, from the nursing home, go into a facility. So they're still going to backdoor the getting into a facility. The only problem is in Milwaukee County, we've reduced nursing home beds largely because of this family care program. So all this is doing is forcing people to use the higher care, and we will still have the effect of folks going into residential facilities, but now we won't have family care to pay for it with the waiting list. So it's not going to accomplish what the legislators think they're accomplishing, and it's going to create quite a problem. And again, I think it's going to put stress on our protective placement. And unfortunately, I was talking to Director Stein, there was not a lot of progress made in Madison. So really, folks are not listening. I think that's what it is. They're not listening.
Thank you, Supervisor Jersic. Any other comments or questions? I do have a motion for approval by Supervisor Biddle. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on that motion.
Biddle?
Yes.
Rice?
Aye.
Jersic?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.